Harper Audio presents Little Bitty Lies by Mary Kay Andrews, read by Deborah Monk. Mary Bliss McGowan and Catherine Weidman had reached a point in the evening from whence there was no return. They had half a bottle of Tanqueray, they had limes, plenty of ice, plenty of time. It was only the Tuesday after Memorial Day, so the summer still stretched ahead of them, as green and tempting as a funeral home lawn. The hell of it was, they were out of tonic water. "Listen, Kate," Mary Bliss said, "why don't we just switch to beer?" She gestured toward her cooler. It had wheels and a long handle, and she hauled it down to the Fair Oaks Country Club pool most nights like the little red wagon she dragged all over town as a little girl. "I've got four Molson Lights right there." "Or maybe we should call it a night." Mary Bliss glanced around. The crowd had been lively for a Tuesday night, but people had gradually drifted off, home or to dinner or inside to the air conditioning and mindless summer sitcom reruns. She and Catherine were the only adults around. Three or four teenaged boys splashed around in the pool, tossing an inflated beach ball back and forth. The lifeguard sat on the elevated stand by the pool and glowered in their direction. Clearly, he wanted to lock up and go to the mall. "No," Catherine said, struggling out of her lounge chair. "No beer. Hell, it's early yet. The Winn-Dixie's still open. We'll get some more tonic water. We'll ride with the top down." Mary Bliss sniggered and instantly hated the sound of it. "Well-bred young ladies never drive with their tops down." Catherine rolled her eyes. The Weidman's red Jeep stood alone in the club lot. Mary Bliss stood by the driver.